Good morning and welcome to a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, the Educational Hour, featuring our special guest, Jim Zandi from CertaPro Painters. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yeah, we've got a couple technical issues happening here, so I am Matt Fritz filling in for Ken and Chuck for the moment. And when we come back from break, we are going to be talking all things painting and getting your house looking good here for the spring and the summer. We will be right back with more of the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Thank you, buddy. We do appreciate you being with us for this special educational hour sponsored by CertaPro Painters. And we've got Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth on with us. Jim, explain to people exactly what you do and what you can do for them.
All right. Yes. I use a lot of contractors myself, been doing a lot of work in my house, and I'm always looking for good people, right? And sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you don't. And CertaPro is a franchise that has to stand behind its work. It's got people like myself that are former professionals from other industries, usually, who know how to run a business. I'm a CPA, which is now chief painting analyst, as we've discussed. And if we don't do it right, we're sending someone else out to do it right. So that's fewer and fewer times in my 10 years I've been doing it. We've really learned to keep the good guys, keep upgrading every year, and make sure you do whatever it takes to get it right. So that's what you get with CertaPro. I call it the certainty of CertaPro.
Now, Jim, when someone calls you CertaPro Plymouth, for instance, what all geographic area do you cover?
Best to go online. I'm Plymouth, Canton, Northville, Livonia. What we have is for residential, we own zip codes. There's a few areas in between. There's six of us in Southeast Michigan now. There's Rochester, Troy, Novi and Brighton, Washtenaw County, Holly and Fenton, Troy and Birmingham, and myself in Plymouth, Canton, Northville, Livonia. So we cover the area. Best way for people is call 1-800-GO-CERTA, C-E-R-T-A, like certainty, and they will find somebody that's closest to you. You'll be connected that way. Commercially, we don't have boundaries. So I'm painting all over the place commercially. I've got four big jobs going today. We're spraying some warehouses and a couple schools and that kind of thing right now. So that's one thing that we want to emphasize is we do both residential and commercial. And right now, a lot of commercial. Residential, people are really slow between freezing cold weekends. Yeah, your outside guy's not doing a good job on that. Tell Ken. He hasn't been doing a good job on the outside weather. But between that and the economy and wars and eggs costing 10 bucks or whatever, people are really behind. We're 35% behind our leads so far for residential. So people got to, you know, we're on the inside outside guys. I'm sure we'll be all set now, right?
Jim, let me ask you, so what's the smallest job you will do residentially? And I know that's a tough question, but there's some people that just want to do accent walls, just want to do touch-up in a couple of rooms.
Yeah, that depends two things. One, it's by franchisee. It's also by time of year. When we're slower in the winter, I explain to people that I have subcontractors. That's what I do. I've hired employees that are bad as a homeowner, and I've hired really good subcontractors. To me, that's an IRS designation. But my guys, I treat like family, and I want them busy all year. And so in the wintertime, man, you've got those two doors you want painted. We're probably going to go do it. We usually set up a minimum charge. During our busy season, we can't pull guys away from doing, you know, a whole house and go paint that window. But especially for prior customers, we're going to do what it takes to get over there and do it.
How about the idea of prep? Every painting job I've ever been involved with, I've learned it's not a do-it-yourself job, first of all. But prep is so critical. You want to talk to that issue a little bit, both inside and out?
Yes. It's a pain. It's way more fun to paint. I'm talking personally, because before I owned this, I had painted three of my houses. I was pretty good at painting, but boy, I stunk at the prep work. And that is the hard part. And it's the important part. And that's where our guys have lots of experience, and they get in there and they do the drywall prep. There may be a doorknob that punched a hole in the wall, and you could never see where it was by the time they're done. But prep is really important for exterior. I think most of the CertaPro guys do the way I do, where we do time and material for carpentry. But almost every exterior, we're replacing wood. And, you know, you got to take care of that, because you're painting an exterior for looks and for protection. And you got to focus on the, you know, the kind of pay me now or pay me later. If you don't fix that rotten wood, you're painting the inside and fixing your drywall later.
That's an excellent point. And it's also the idea that the paint is not going to last on a bad substrate, will it?
Correct. Yep. And we have a warranty, but we're not going to warranty. If you say, I'm not going to replace these bad boards, we were just talking about that, where the guy's calling us back. It's like, yeah, I should have had you replace those. And, you know, so you can't warranty if you're putting lipstick on a pig, right? If you're just painting over some rotten wood, it's just not going to do it right. So we'd like to do it right, you know, but you got to have people that want to pay for doing it right. And going back to drywall, too, there are different standards, the APC, the American Painting Professionals, on drywall. We try to go over that on the estimate. You know, you look at the wall from 4 feet back at 60 degrees, not, you know, get right up with a flashlight and a magnifying glass. So we try to see what people are looking for. If they want to have marble finish, they're going to be paying a lot more for that versus paint over it and get it smooth.
You know, I'm glad you said that. When we come back, I'd like to talk more about that, because in the building industry, 6 feet is standard under natural lighting conditions, and I think that's important for people to understand. Hey, we'll be right back in a few minutes with Jim Zandi and CertaPro Plymouth, but we want to remind everybody, now's the time to be thinking about that inside or outside paint job. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by CertaPro Painting, right here on AM 760 WJR. Welcome back, everybody. Sponsored by CertaPro Painters. We're talking to Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth. Jim, before we went to break, we started to chat a little bit about drywall finishes, and I have seen situations where people were judging my work in one room to a far higher standard than the rest of their house should have been judged by. Let's talk about that a little bit, because there is a difference in finishes.
Yeah, the key is expectations. You know, you can spend a lot of time and really get that marble finish. I call it marble finish, but where it comes into play the most is a garage. You know, you go do the estimate, just paint it, I don't need it to look perfect. And then you do that, and you may peel some peeling tape off the wall and mud that, but it's still bumpy. You know, some guys do a really good job when they build a garage, and some don't. And they're like, no, just paint it. And we try to distinguish between living room finish and garage finish. And we've been burned a few times where you do the garage finish like they paid for and said, and then they want living room finish. And we'll try to, you know, just say, remind them what we talked about. And then we'll go time and material if they want to do a lot more drywall repair and make that smooth or whatever. But it's all about expectations. And it's for the most part, people get it. So I don't want to focus on just a couple people a year that you get that you just can't seem to make happy, because there are a few every year like that. But for the most part, people get it. And our sales guys try to really make it clear, here's what we'll be doing. And you just err on the side of make it right and make them happy the best you can.
I think back when I hear you say that, when we built houses, we would have someone put a halogen light against the wall at night and say, look, I can see all kinds of imperfections in the drywall. And it's a,
yeah.
I respect what you're saying, that people have to look at it as they look at any wall in natural lighting conditions.
Yeah, my guys are trained. When they pull out the flashlight, call me. I'll take over from there. I remember a lady in the back corner of a closet. She was going behind the door of a closet with a flashlight. It's like, oh my. Yeah, and let's sand the top of the door and paint that too, right? I mean, yeah. So,
and in all honesty, if you do one wall and it is to a higher fit and finish, higher degree of fit and finish than the rest of the walls in that room, things are not going to look good, right?
Yeah, sometimes, but it does too depend a little bit on where are we talking, like on an exterior, you know, the area around the front door. Yeah, let's be a little more picky there. That's the eyeball of your house. Let's get it looking really good there. The top of a two-story foyer, if there's a little bit of a bump in the, you know, it's just, you kind of focus on where you're at. And we just, again, we try to make it right and make them happy. We talked about prep. The other thing I wanted to just make sure we talk about is product. I was a cheapskate in my days, and I'd buy some cheap bare paint and wonder why I was taking four coats to put it on.
How do you
right?
know the difference, Jim? The cans all look the same.
You go with the professionals. Yeah. And we use Sherwin-Williams and Benjamin Moore a lot, right? And higher end paint. We're on the higher end of the paint. We'll offer alternatives for them to upgrade if they want. You know, the stores are trying to talk them into the highest brand, of course. And
we're pretty much
near the high, and then they can upgrade for a cost if they want to go to the Emerald or other, both awesome paints. And we get advice from the stores too, and our product specialists on prep and product. So our guys have got a lot of experience. The stores have a lot of experience. We'll talk about the best paint for the job and go from there. And if you're just buying it on your own, you know, you're kind of a crapshoot sometimes.
Will you do a job if I have purchased my own paint?
We don't get that very often. We will, but we always ask. When they say I bought paint, I had that on kind of a donation job I had recently that I'm looking at, and someone else was going to donate paint, and I asked what it was, because labor is way more than paint. The paint's about 10% of the cost. Okay. So if they think they got a good deal on paint, but we're spending four coats versus two, you know, it's almost always two coats. The only time I plan on one coat, some guys will say, oh, I'm only going to one coat. If you're same color, same sheen, you can get by with one coat. Unless you're priming an area, you got to prime that area. But you sure don't want to put three or four coats. If you're doing red or some bright yellows, you're doing three coats. But you don't want to use a cheap, thin paint where you're automatically doing four coats.
So, Jim, there is a difference in quality of paint?
Yes, very much. In our training at CertiPro, it was in Philadelphia, and we went to the Paint Quality Institute, and we learned about the four components of paint, pigment, additives, binders, and solvent. I still remember like Pabst Blue Ribbon, right? Pabst. I don't think they put the beer in there, but that was the components. And they show different paints, and they don't have much, you know, it's almost all solvent. And they don't have much binders or other additives. And the higher end paints, they definitely have a lot more quality to them. And you can tell it when you buy a real cheap brand paint. It's all real thin, and you can tell the way it goes on. The other thing is a DIYer is tools. You know, you don't know what you're getting, a stiff brush, a tiny little brush. You don't want to paint with it or clean with a toothbrush, right? You want to have the right tool for the job, and professionals know what they need. They've got the right ladders to get in the right place. They're safe. You get a little bit older. You can look at this later in life, Chuck, but you get a little bit older, it's harder to get down and do those baseboards, right? I've fallen, but I can't get up type thing.
Oh, that's a legitimate concern. I really believe in that. Do you at CertiPro Plymouth do any spraying, or will you brush and roll everything, or is there a difference?
Yeah, that's a great question. And some people are really nervous about that. There's certain houses that are really close to each other, and they're nervous for good reason.
Sure.
I let our guys decide what makes sense. So if we're doing a siding, an exterior, and it's just trim, soffits, no siding, Sometimes they'll still mask and spray. They're going through more supplies. They're getting their sprayer out and they're spraying. It's a great finish. It's the same cost. It's, you can one coat better if you're spraying. But they're making sure they're not getting drips. They're not getting it on anything, no overspray. And if it's a windy day, we're not doing it. So for sure, siding, we're going to want to spray big areas. Interior, it's rare. If it's empty or they've ripped out carpet or whatever, we might spray. Otherwise, it's a lot of masking. Some people want a sprayed finish. A guy I just hired used to do a lot of that. He'd spray trim and he'd mask it all and he'd have a HVLP, high volume, low pressure sprayer. And it looks great, but it's a lot of work. It's real expensive to spray inside. We don't do it a lot. We're brush and roll on the inside for the most part.
Okay. Is there a difference between latex and oils, Jim?
You know, oil's going away soon. It's very imminent that, like some other states, they will not even allow oil.
Even the plant-based oils?
Pardon?
I'm sorry. Even the linseed plant-based oils?
Not sure on that one, but I just know I keep hearing that, and we don't do a lot of oil. Certain priming, you know, like outside, rusty or whatever, we'll use oil. Sometimes you'll use an oil primer on bare wood. But oil can yellow and can get brittle. So we pretty much use latex for the most part, except a few conditions.
Let's talk more about that and some trending colors when we come back from this break. You're listening to the Educational Hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by CertaPro Painters, right here on AM 760 WJR. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us, along with Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth. And we got a couple things. If you have a paint question for Jim, we invite your call at 800-859-0957. Jim, we mentioned colors. What's trending today? What are you typically doing for people?
Yeah, still I think a lot of beigey grays. I see some other colors, kind of brighter colors, making a comeback. But the beiges are kind of gone their distance, and now it's been grays. But it's really agreeable gray is still the number one color, I think, that we see, both residential, commercial. A lot of people have heard of it. We offer color consults. I want people to be happy. I want my guys to show up and know what color. And we go visit. I love doing that as an owner. I haven't met the people yet, and I'm actually doing one in my neighborhood this afternoon to help them pick a color. We've got the experience, and people just want help. My decorators train me a lot. Things like lighter, safer, darker, bolder. You know, do you want to be safe? You paint around what's permanent. If you're interior and you got granite, you just put in a quartz. You got furniture you just bought or flooring's going in. Do that first. There's a bazillion paint colors. Get all that permanent stuff in, work around that, and then it's your preference. So I really try to read the customer. What do they like? It's funny how many people move and they end up finding out the paint they picked was the same one as the old house. But they just kind of gravitate toward that baby blue or whatever it was, or gray. It's like, wow, that's the same color I picked last time. But you don't want to really pick your paint color in the store. The lighting's way different. Lighting is everything. If you're getting new bulbs put in, do that first, because you're going to see it totally different. But I love doing a consult with that knowledge of, look at the permanent things. What do I like? Is there some painting or blanket or something that you really, you know, want to kind of match with? I'll help with that. But I also steer from mistakes. You know, if they just want to match with their brick, let's say, and they end up going with some weird orange. No, go with the mortar. You go with the mortar of that gray color and that'll complement. But you either try to match, or better yet, compliment. You pick a complementary color that will work with it. And I've learned to be bold. I've learned to just say, you know, I don't think that's going to work for you, because so many times you can listen to the customer and then they say, darn, I should have listened to you. So those are some things on color. My wife and I exterior, we had a hard time picking that. And what I was advised and tell many of our customers, drive around, look at your brick and your roof colors, because it can be totally different. Find someone with similar in colors you like and go knock on the door and ask them what they, hey, love your colors. What'd you use here? Or I'll go match kind of close at what those are. But that's for exterior, which can be really tricky. Interior, again, it's lighting. It's what else is in the house nearby. And then it's preference.
I like that. Does sheen make any difference?
That's a great one, Chuck. I do a lot of teaching on sheen. So basically, flat is touch-upable. That's my own word. Sheen is not as touch-upable because you'll see the difference. Sheen is more washable. So people say, I want something washable. And I ask them, well, do you really wash your walls? No, we really don't. So we'd rather touch up. Well, maybe you go flat. If you don't have a bunch of kids running around dinging up the walls, then maybe you go with a flat. So kind of the top of the line that we'll use is somebody who doesn't worry about cost. We're going to go to like an emerald mat. That matte finish is still washable, scrubbable, and, you know, it's a lot more expensive than like a super paint I might be using. But you try to find out, what do you want? So that sheen is very important. Eggshell velvet for super paint is kind of a standard for us, but you ask them, if you're doing block walls, like in a school, we'll go to Benjamin Moore Scuff X is a great paint. You can really scuff it up and wash it. So it's more durable if it's got a sheen, but a two-story foyer, you don't want to do that in semi-gloss. It's going to shine like crazy. You'll see roller marks. It's, you know, so that's the kind of things you're looking at with sheen.
Well, you mentioned school. You do commercial work. What types of commercial projects will CertaPro Plymouth get involved in?
Yeah, and the other CertaPros are doing most all commercials too. I'm in two great big warehouses right now. Not many are doing that, but they're all doing things like schools, churches, retail offices. Most are probably doing some kind of strip malls, you know, exteriors. But there's just a lot of commercial, and it's really booming now. It was really slow with Y2K. That's going back a ways. I do remember that. But COVID year was really slow. It was booming when everybody got home and they said, whoa, I got to paint this place. But commercial was scared and really slow. And ever since then, the last 2 years, commercial's in catch-up mode and seems to be, you know, pretty active, fortunately. But residential, as I said, is kind of slow and apprehensive right now.
So what separates CertaPro from two guys in a truck that claim to be able to do painting, Jim?
Yeah, that's a great question. And boy, I've seen it too much. You know, my first year starting out, you know, I'm winning all these jobs, and it's like, wow, I got to get some guys to paint this. And you learn quickly, you know, really vet these guys, make sure they know what they're doing, fire quickly, you know, employer sub doesn't matter. I've had some landscape guys that should have been fired in my backyard, right? And so on. But fire quickly when you're hiring painters that represent you. One thing I learned early is paint it right or paint it twice. And, you know, you got to stand behind it. You can't have that person posting 7 bad reviews out there on you. Take care of it no matter what it costs. And that's what we'll do as a big company. CertaPro stands behind the work. And if something goes wrong or you hire a guy that maybe has some family situation going or whatever the reason is, get someone else in there to make it right. And that's the difference of a bigger company. There's a lot of good painters, just like there's a lot of good landscapers or builders, but there's a lot of bad ones too. And you said two man, or I call it Chuck in a truck. Unfortunately, we had a bad Chuck painter. So that one, I shouldn't use your name. Sorry about that.
I don't care.
But yeah, you can really go bad by this guy who promises a low price, or he just is a good salesman and you haven't done your references checks. But if you go with a big company like CertaPro, we're going to stand behind it, make it right. So that's a big difference.
I think that's a huge difference, and I love what you said, hire slowly, fire quickly. That's something that this industry does not do. We tend to hire quickly, fire slowly.
Yeah. Yep.
So let me ask you something. I've got old reverse board batten siding. I've got some old cedar siding on the house, and I want a new look. Discuss painting versus me re-siding the house with something else, another product.
Yeah, we have that come up a lot. Typically, it's about 4 to 5 costs the time to re-side versus repaint. You're going to get 8 to 10 years in Michigan out of a painting job. Now, if you've got a really poor substrate, yeah, you're more 5 or 6. Because we're using high-end paints, you should get 8 to 10 years on most siding. Now, if you have so much bad wood that I've twice recommended people, I'd do siding because we're going to spend so much time on the carpentry and ripping off half your house, you might as well cover it with siding and be done. But just because you have replaced with siding, we're painting siding all the time. So you've seen it. We've talked about this before. You got aluminum or vinyl, and it's chalking and it's running down on the brick. There's all kinds of areas that have a lot of that, you know, washed out paint coming down the brick, and it's stained because it was chalky and it's gotten old. So you can still paint siding after, I don't know, 20 years. And some people needed to before they did. Yes. And a lot of people just get sick of that pink or whatever color siding and they want to change. So we do that as well. But easier to paint, in my opinion, than to spend 5 times the cost and re-side it.
Jim, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're looking for professionals, the different types of surfaces that you can paint, and, of course, your schedule coming up. We're talking to CertaPro Painters, Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth, right here on AM 760 WJR. The Inside Outside Guys special bonus hour sponsored by CertaPro Painters, 800-GO-CERTA. We've got Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth. Jim, time's going to go by really quickly here this last segment. You mentioned schools, different surfaces. Can you do block and brick as well as any types of wood or drywall?
Yes, we are doing that today. They had a new block wall in a factory, and we are priming and painting that. A lot of we're doing a bunch of safe lights around the area, and some of the cities are saying, no, you can't paint the brick. But we do brick all the time, and my thoughts there are they see too much brick peeling. And you do. When you drive around, you see a lot of brick peeling. It's because they didn't prime it or they didn't clean it. A surface needs to be clean, dull, and dry, my Sherwin rep is always saying. If it's real dusty, chalky, it ain't going to stick no matter how good the paint. If it's not clean, if it's a real shiny surface and you didn't, you know, scratch it up or prime it. So that's the key. But we do a lot of brick. It can really be amazing the difference on some of the brick, you know, from a multicolored or old or chipping to a nice painted brick. We've done a few schools like that on the exterior. I just did a whole church hallways where we went to Agreeable Gray and painted it. I think I mentioned to you once before that I saved a friend $1,200 retiling bid before moving, and we painted it. There's a certain PPG paint breakthrough that we have used that one. It's on my conference table, too. I painted with it. But you can paint some surfaces with special paints, and they can really turn out nice.
That's awesome, and we invite people to call. If people call 800-GO-CERTA, can they get through to Jim Zandi if they ask?
They would look up CertaPro Plymouth for that. But, yeah, if you call the 1-800-GO-CERTA, you'll get the one in your area, and you can check for that for commercial, too. I know I'm doing a lot of commercial. You know, they can call me Plymouth if they have a question on commercial. They can call any of the ones and see if they're doing that type of commercial job as well.
What kind of a schedule are you looking at here, Jim? The weather's just starting to turn.
Yeah, and it depends, you know, by franchisee too on how many crews they have lined up and just how busy they are. We've got a lineup of crews that want to work with us that we've okayed and are just eager to get going outside. We're starting next week. Yeah, tell Kenny's doing a little better job next week on getting that outside tempo for us. But we're calling up, making sure the people have their color, the water's turned on for the power wash, that kind of thing. And we're going with the outside next week in full force. We've done a couple this week, but we're getting going, which means, you know, a lot of our guys work both inside or outside. So we're going to be taking more guys on. But call your CertaPro, see how far out they are. I'm sure they're not too far out yet. In the busy season, it just depends how you'll talk to some small painter. I won't say chuck in a truck, although I just said it again. But they may be, I'll talk to guys and they'll like, I'm into next year. I'm booked up. And that's the beauty of a bigger company that's scalable. We're not going to get that far out. We'll get more guys who will take it on, or we'll call our neighboring CertaPro and say, hey, I got a job. You got a crew for it. So we're not going to be months out. Maybe weeks when we get busy, which is nice. If you want to get it done or you're a procrastinator and it's mid-October, give us a call. We can see if we can get it fit in.
What if somebody listening, Jim, would love to get into this profession? What are you looking for specifically, and will you train, and does it apply to both men and women?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. We love our women painters. We have several couples painting together. We love family. We've got a lot of our painters. We got a father, son, husband, wife, couple crews, uncle, and, you know, it's just a lot of family painting. We love talking to these guys, interviewing, see what they do. If they're really proud showing you pictures of what they've done, then yeah, let's go. You love painting. If a guy says, as what I do, because it makes money, I don't really like doing it. Sorry, we're not working with you. You know, we want you to love what you're doing. Take pride in what you do. We are hiring all the time. We're always interviewing for more painters to be scalable. We've had a couple guys, you know, they move out of town. One guy went back to Mexico and he went back to be there with dad. And one went to Jamaica in my case. He went back there and can't blame him in the wintertime. But so, you know, you got to get some more guys to replace. We're also, many of the CertaPros are hiring. I just hired a commercial sales guy who's a former painter who started with me 10 years ago. It's pretty cool. And he's wonderful. So we create a lot of jobs, sales, office admin. I've got 6 employees that work for us in addition to 12 to 15 crews of painters. That's been kind of fun to help spur the economy on a little bit and grow jobs, and as we make people happy.
And will you mention again, Jim, we covered this in the first segment, but the territory that CertaPro covers in Detroit metropolitan area?
Yeah. Yep. So I'm Plymouth Canton area. There's Novi and Brighton and Farmington. There's Rochester, Pontiac Auburn Hills is his territory. Jen has Washtenaw County, including Ann Arbor. Jason has Holly, Fenton, Waterford area. And then Mike and Danielle have Troy and Birmingham, Clawson, Royal Oak. So you're pretty covered in the whole area. There's a few cities that kind of fall in between, but just call the 1-800-GO-CERTA number and you'll get somebody who's nearby.
And the franchisees will then create the schedule and do the call, the color selection, and the paint type selection.
Yep. So all the owners, you call, you'll get a schedule of when the estimate works for you. Will come out. I think most of the CertaPros are going to give an estimate right there. We're not going to say, I'll get back to you in 3 weeks. You're calling to say, where is it? Yeah. We're going to pretty much give it to you right then. Here's how much it is, you know, and I'm not going to give rough ideas because some ask for that, but it's just dependent on just what are we painting, how much prep, you know, that kind of thing, how many colors. But you'll get a quote right then, and you'll get a date. Once you're ready, we talk with you and work on schedule, what works for you. And then when the guys get there, what works for you as far as which room first? When do you want to give up your kitchen? When do you, you know, where do we start? Where do we stage? Where can we put our paint? You know, we'll clean up each night if you need, or we'll leave it as is to just get down into it the next day. We won't leave a bunch of ladders up on your house when we leave at night. And, you know, safety issue, we'll clean up in between days. So
who moves furniture, protects carpet, that type of thing?
We definitely paint over carpet a lot and furniture, and we put plastic down, we cover it. We ask that you move the light things, pictures and valuables off the walls or off your desk or whatever. We will help with moving furniture, especially we're painting for seniors a lot. And we'll use sliders. We'll help get things away. If we're not doing the ceiling, we just need things three feet away from the walls. But we can work with you on that. So usually the customer's moving things, but we help where needed.
And then how good are you at CertaPro at keeping a schedule that you establish with a buyer?
Certainty is CertaPro. You get, you know, dependability. That's part of our motto. Is deliver what you promise. That's our first one. Respect the individual. Those are some of our main things, but deliver what you promise. I hear it's easy to compete in this business, Chuck. I mean, there's guys that just, you shake your head, you know. I'm doing a police department, and he couldn't get other painters to call him. It's like, I can't even get other bids. Finally, somebody who calls me back. So...
God bless you, Jim. Jim Zandi from CertaPro Plymouth. We invite everybody that's considering a paint project to call 800-GO-CERTA. And, of course, that's at the InsideOutsideGuys.com if you're driving and can't write it down. Jim, thank you very much. Thank you for what you do for our listeners. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Chuck. Say hi to Ken. Thanks, guys.
I will do that, sir. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by CertaPro Painters, only on AM 760 WJR.